A Jewish Journal article. Berkeley professor urges Israel to be dismantled at German event, sparking outrage. A series of virulent outbreaks of anti-Semitism at the German University of Tübingen, including a call from a University of California, Berkeley academic for the dissolution of Israel, triggered backlash from experts on Jew hatred. The University of Tübingen in the southwestern German state of Baden-Württemberg hosted in late November Berkeley professor Daniel Boyarin, who argues for a Judaism without a Jewish state, according to an article in the local paper Swabisches Tagblatt about the conference. Boyarin's contention in his book in 2023 titled, The Number State Solution, was a heated topic of discussion at the conference. Boyarin blasted Israel's government for its authoritarian, racist, military conduct at the event. Israel's government launched a defensive war against the US and EU-designated Hamas terrorist movement after the jihadi organization massacred 1,200 people on October 7 in southern Israel. Rabbi Abraham Cooper, the associate dean of the Los Angeles-based Simon Wiesenthal Center, told the Journal that the German conference that took place almost 2 months after the October 7 mass murder and mass rape of Jews under the rubric of a conference analyzing similarities between Judaism and Islam. The notion that at a conference at this time convened in Germany would include a speaker who calls for the dissolution of Israel and leaving Judaism as a truncated religion for a permanent Jewish diaspora is an outrage. He continued, and that there would be an academic conference and that any speaker would get up and call for the dissolution of Israel, currently home to 10 million citizens, over 80% of whom are Jews, who constitute the largest Jewish community in the world, as frankly beyond the pale. Apparently, this speaker views Judaism as a multiple-choice exercise, not an ancient foundational Abrahamic faith. The truth is at the core of Judaism, our prayers, our people, hopes and aspirations for two millennia was a return to Zion. Cooper said that, anyone trying to remove Zion from Judaism is removing one of the pillars of our faith, destiny and history. Judaism is not a multiple-choice exercise and neither is Islam, by the way. When asked about his attacks on the Jewish state, alleged blowback against his work at the Tübingen conference, and if he is Jewish antisemite, Boyarin told the Journal, I am not a Jewish antisemite. I am a Jewish antizionist. I hold no truck with either right-wing nationalism, whether German nor Jewish, nor with cosmopolitanism. In fact, I identify myself as a Jewish nationalist, a diaspora Jewish nationalist. My antizionism has to do with the false identification of nationalism with sovereignty, not any disdain for Jewish culture, identity, and solidarity. I observed no blowback in Tübingen. It must have been expressed privately or at any rate out of my earshot. The University of Tübingen hosted the alleged anti-Semitic German civil servant, Michael Bloom, as speaker on January 9, who is tasked with fighting anti-Semitism in the state of Baden-Württemberg. He delivered a diatribe against Jews and Israel, according to experts. Bloom, the state bureaucrat who is paid to fight Jew hatred, has been repeatedly deemed to be involved in anti-Semitic activity by former Israeli minister Nathan Sharansky, the Wiesenthal Center, Zionist Organization of American, B'nai B'rith, Jewish war veterans of the United States of America, and Christians United for Israel. Bloom told German public radio that German Jews are right-wing extremists, and termed the father of the Israel Defense Forces, Ord Wingate, a war criminal. Two German court rulings determined that Bloom can be called anti-Semitic due to his attacks targeting German Jews and Israel. Bloom delivered a talk at Tübingen titled, Anti-Semitism in Our Society, stating, Benjamin Netanyahu authorized flows of money from Qatar to Hamas in Gaza. His government coalition with right-wing extremists and ultra-Orthodox divided Israeli society by attempting to abolish the separation of powers and relocated the Israeli army to the settlers in the West Bank instead of protecting its own south. Bloom also said Israel is ostensibly preventing the fight against anti-Semitism because the Jewish state opposes renewable energies. Bloom said, the European and US right-wing, just like Israeli governments, have blocked the expansion of renewable energies and thereby allowed and even promoted the fossil financing of regimes such as Russia, Iran, Qatar and their offshoots Hamas, Houthis and Hezbollah. The most popular contemporary German Jewish best-selling author and journalist for the large daily Die Welt, Henrik M. Broder, penned a takedown of Bloom's tirade against Israel. Broder wrote that Bloom uses his position to rehash classic anti-Semitic nonsense, such as that the Israeli governments, in collaboration with the European and American right, have blocked the expansion of renewable energies, but the temptation to spread flawless anti-Semitism in the costume of an anti-Semitism commissioner is too great to resist. Rabbi Cooper added, Here was an opportunity 3 months after the bloodiest day in Jewish history since the Nazi Holocaust for an anti-Semitism czar to address the runaway anti-Semitism in Germany, across Western Europe and North America. Instead, he linked October 7 to carbon emissions. Bloom declined to comment. The journal spoke on the telephone to the spokesman for the University of Tübingen, Leon Kakoliadis, who also declined to comment and refused to answer numerous journal email queries.